الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Views of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, O You Who Believe. In this silsila, we take a look at those verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly addressed the believers with the beautiful words, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O You Who Believe. And we look to see what pearls of guidance and wisdom we can gain from these beautiful verses of the Quran. Today we have another verse and another topic to discuss and to learn from. Before moving on to today's verse and today's topic, I'll share with you a blessing of reciting salawat, reciting durood sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, من صلى علي يوم الجمعة كانت شفاعة له عندي يوم القيامة. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me on a Friday, then there will be intercession for him with me on the Day of Judgment. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In the 11th verse of Surah 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ, when it is said to you, تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ, make space in the gatherings. فَفْسَحُوا, then make space. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, Allah will make space for you. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا, and when it is said, stand up, get up. فَانْشُزُوا, then get up. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, Allah will raise those amongst you who believe. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, and Allah will raise those who are given knowledge by many ranks. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, and Allah is all aware of what you do. Subhanallah. In this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught the etiquette and the manners of gatherings, the adab of suhbah, the etiquette and manners of companionship. And Allah Almighty has alluded to the virtues of knowledge. With regards to the sababul nuzul, the cause of revelation of this verse, it's mentioned by the mufassirun, the scholars of tafsir, that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his blessed companion alayhim wa ridwan, and the majlis, the gathering, was full and there's nowhere to sit. Now in this gathering, everybody's eyes are fixed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody hanging on to every word coming from the blessed lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, engrossed in the beauty of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and the illumination of his beautiful gathering. Some Sahaba kiram who had taken part in the Battle of Badr arrived. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would show special honor to those Sahaba kiram alayhi ridwan who participated in the Battle of Badr. So when these Badri Sahaba, they entered and the majlis was full and there was nowhere to sit, they stood for some time. Then, due to their honor, due to their reverence, due to their rank over some of the other Sahaba kiram alayhi ridwan, because of the nobility, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam called them forward and asked another group of participants to get up and make space for them. Now, they found it difficult to do so because they didn't want to sacrifice that closeness that they had to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon this occasion, this verse of the Quran was revealed. And Allah Almighty said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ When it is said to you, make space in the gatherings, فَفْسَحُوا Then make space. If you do so, then as a result, يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah Almighty will make space for you. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا And when it is said, stand up, then stand up. When you are told to get up, then get up. As a result, if you do so, if you are obedient and you act upon the command, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ Allah will raise those who believe amongst you, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ And Allah will raise those who are given knowledge by many ranks. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ And Allah is all aware of everything that you do. So in this verse of the Quran, we learn about the adab, the etiquettes of gatherings, and we gain a glimpse into the gatherings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to the gatherings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a beautiful narration in Ash-Shama'ilul Muhammadiyya, the collection of the ahadith regarding the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. And in this narration, he mentions that Sayyiduna Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu anhu, he once asked his father, Sayyiduna Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And he asked such a beautiful question. He says, فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَن مَجْلِسِهِ I asked my father regarding the majlis, the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was that gathering like? Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He mentions, and the reply came, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لا يقوم ولا يجلس إلا على ذكر. Oh my son, you want to know what the majlis, what the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like? Let me tell you that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never stand nor sit except upon dhikr, except upon remembrance of Allah, meaning the beginning and the ending of the gathering and the assembly of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. وَإِذَا انْتَهَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ جَلَسَ حَيْثُ يَنْتَهِي بِهِ الْمَجْلِسِ That whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to a place, he would sit wherever he found a place. And وَيَأْمُرُ بِذَٰلِكَ And this is what he would order the people to do so. That wherever you find a place, you sit there. يُعْطِي كُلَّ جُلَسَائِهِ بِنَصِيبِهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give every single individual participant of the gathering his share. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would fulfill the rights of every single person. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would focus his blessed attention towards everybody and give everybody his share of attention and focus. And because of this, what does Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say? Subhanallah. He says, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his gathering, لا يحسب جليسه أن أحدا أكرم عليه منه. He mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gatherings were so beautiful, and the Prophet alaihi wasallam would give equal attention to every single participant, such that every single participant of the gathering would think that he is the noblest in the sight of the Prophet alaihi wasallam. Every single person in the gathering would think that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loves me the most. Subhanallah. Such was the affection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam upon his companions. The hadith continues, and the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions regarding him that man jalasahu aw fawadahu fi hajatin sabarahu hatta yakuna huwa al-munsarifu an. He mentions that when any person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam for any purpose, for any need, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remain with that person until that person's need was fulfilled, until that person would leave himself. وَمَنْ سَأَلَهُ حَاجَةً لَمْ يَرُدَّهُ إِلَّا بِهَا And anybody who asked for any need to be fulfilled, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not let that person return, would not let that person leave before that hajah, before that need had been fulfilled. That person would only leave that gathering once his need had been fulfilled. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would never leave anyone behind empty handed. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he mentions, وَقَدْ وَسِعَ النَّاسَ بَسْطُهُ وَخُلُقُهُ, that the cheerfulness, the happiness, and the good character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam encompassed everybody. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would smile and express his happiness, when he would bestow his good character upon the Sahaba kiram alayhi ridwan, that good character and that smile, the happiness, would encompass everybody. Subhanallah. Such a incredible, such a beautiful gathering. Then he mentions, وَصَارُوا عِنْدَهُ فِي الْحَقِّ سَوَاءٍ, all of them, every single individual, in terms of rights, in terms of huquq, would be the same in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether a person was from a poor background or a rich background, whether a person was black or white, whether a person had a profession which was considered one of prestige in society, or whether a person was a commoner, they were all equal in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In terms of their huquq, they were all equal in the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he mentions, مَجْلِسُهُ مَجْلِسُ عِلْمٍ وَحِلْمٍ وَحَيَاءٍ وَأَمَانَةٍ وَصَبْرٍ. Subhanallah. The majlis, the gathering of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, was a gathering of five things. A gathering of knowledge, a gathering of tolerance, a gathering of modesty, a gathering of trustworthiness, and a gathering of patience. Wow, subhanallah. These were the five things that would make up the gatherings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a beautiful lesson for us. Views of Madani Channel. When we gather together and sit with our family, when we gather together with our friends, when we gather together upon any occasion, do our gatherings consist of such incredible virtues, such beautiful characteristics, such amazing traits? The gatherings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are a role model for us, a role model for us to follow in our gatherings. Our gatherings should be gatherings of knowledge. Our gatherings should be gatherings of modesty. Our gatherings should be gatherings of forbearance and tolerance. Our gatherings should be gatherings of trustworthiness. And our gatherings should be gatherings of patience. He mentions, لَا تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَصْوَاتِ وَلَا تُؤْبَنُ فِيهِ الْحُرَمِ. He mentions, in the gatherings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, voices were not raised. And people's honor was not destroyed. Allah Allah. During the gatherings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody was degraded or disgraced. And furthermore, he mentions that if anybody made a mistake, that mistake was not made public, was not told to everybody. And he also mentions that in the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, يُوَقِّرُونَ فِيهِ الْكَبِيرُ. He mentions that the people would respect the elders. وَيَرْحَمُونَ فِيهِ الصَّغِيرُ, and the people would have mercy on those who were younger. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ, and those who had a need would be given preference. وَيَحْفَظُونَ الْغَرِيبُ, and strangers and travelers were protected. Subhanallah. Such was the gatherings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing that was mentioned was that the majlis of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was majlis wa ilmin, the gathering of knowledge. And in the verse that we began with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described a raising and elevation in rank for the people who believe and the people of knowledge. And with regards to the people of knowledge, Allah Almighty stated that their ranks are raised, their ranks are elevated. And we see from the majlis of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that ilm, knowledge, was an essential component of those gatherings. With regards to this aspect of the verse, the raising of the ranks of the people of knowledge, it's appropriate to mention a beautiful statement of Sayyiduna Imam al-Shafi'i رضي الله عنه, he mentions regarding the awliya of Allah. And regarding the awliya of Allah, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, have no fear upon them, and nor do they grieve. So who are these friends of Allah? Who are these awliya of Allah? Imam al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, he said beautifully, he said, إِن لَمْ يَكُنِ الْفُقَهَاءُ الْعَامِلُونَ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. If the jurists, the fuqaha, the scholars of fiqh, the scholars who are al-amilun, act upon their knowledge, if the scholars who act upon their knowledge are not awliya of Allah, are not friends of Allah, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيٌّ, then Allah Almighty does not have any wali, and there are no friends of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And he also says that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the scholars. And he gives another proof. He says, because it is the scholars who have the most fear of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty describes the awliya of Allah, that the awliya of Allah are such that لا خوف عليهم. There is no worldly fear upon them. There is no fear upon them of anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing they fear is Allah Almighty Himself. And elsewhere in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty describes, it is truly only the ulama who fear Allah. Those who only fear Allah are truly the ulama. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. That from the servants of Allah, those who truly fear Allah Almighty are the scholars. Subhanallah. And the virtues of knowledge are so abundant. The virtues of knowledge are mentioned throughout the books of Ahadith. In one narration, he mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fi al-din." Whoever Allah Almighty intends goodness for, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon him understanding of the deen. Allah Almighty bestows upon him the understanding, the knowledge of the deen of Islam. So a person gaining knowledge, gaining understanding of the deen, gaining understanding of Islam, this, views of the channel, is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended goodness for that person. And as scholars mention, the one for whom Allah Almighty has intended goodness, that person, it is as though Allah Almighty has protected and preserved the iman of that person. Because if Allah Almighty intends goodness for a person, the greatest goodness is leaving this world with iman. There's an ishara, there's an indication in this hadith that the true scholars, the scholars who are scholars of the haqq, scholars of the truth, scholars on the correct path of belief, scholars who adhere to and promote the correct aqidah, and who act upon their knowledge, such scholars have been given this glad tiding of the safeguarding and preservation of the iman. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And the virtues of knowledge are something which are absolutely incredible. When we look to the lives of our pious predecessors and the importance that they would attribute to knowledge, we are left amazed and astonished. There are many things in this world that personify beauty. Some people are taken in by the beauty of the stars. Some people are attracted by the beauty of the sunrise. Some think that the image of a natural landscape is the most beautiful thing. But there's something that is even more beautiful than these things. Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri radiallahu anhu, he says that if knowledge had a physical image, it would be more beautiful than the sun, the moon, and the stars. Allahu Akbar. And people seek happiness and pleasure in many different places today. Today, unfortunately, people even seek pleasure and happiness in ma'adullah, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they think that by indulging in these sins, by indulging in these various practices which are destroying our communities, they think that they can attain happiness. They think that by intoxicating themselves they can attain happiness. By involving themselves in amusement and play which has no benefit in this world or the hereafter, they think they can achieve happiness and pleasure. But this is far from the reality. In reality, true pleasure, true happiness, is something where the happiness is endless, where the good deeds written for gaining it will also remain. Not happiness which is temporary and leads to sin, which may cause a person into destruction and punishment, may lead a person to suffer punishment in the hereafter. So true pleasure, true happiness is that which is endless. Good deeds written for it remain. And Imam Muhammad rahimahullah, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, he mentioned regarding him that when he would stay awake all night, solving an extremely difficult ruling, searching the books, reflecting upon the solution to a particular ruling in Islam, contemplating about knowledge of Islam, the ilm, the deen, the religious knowledge, sacred knowledge of Islam, contemplating about these things. He says that when he would eventually be successful in solving an extremely difficult issue, the pleasure that he would feel could never be felt by the richest princes of the world. He says that if a king or a prince was to find out about the pleasure of seeking knowledge, he would abandon his kingdom, abandon all of his wealth, and come and sit at the feet of the ulama. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such is the happiness and the pleasure that a person feels when he gains knowledge of Islam. And someone once asked Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, that how much love do you have for knowledge? Ya Sayyidi, explain to me your passion and your enthusiasm for knowledge. He said that when a new piece of ilm, a new piece of information, something that I didn't know before, some knowledge reaches my ears, every part of my body experiences the pleasure of learning that new thing. He was then asked, explain to us your desire for ilm. How great is your desire, your passion for knowledge? He said, I want knowledge, I have desire for knowledge to the same extent that an extremely greedy person wants money. The way that an extremely greedy person has a desire and passion to gain more and more money, I have a desire and a passion to gain more and more knowledge. And then he was asked, what is your state, what is your condition in seeking knowledge? What is your hal? What is your condition? What is your situation? How do you find yourself? What are your feelings when seeking knowledge? He said, he gave a situation, a scenario. There's a mother who only has one child, a single child, and she loses her only child. The way that that mother will do anything to find that lost child, and the passion and desire that will be in that mother's heart to find that child, the state that that mother will be in search for that child, this is the state that I am in my search for knowledge. Subhanallah. These are the people who truly valued knowledge, who realized the worth of knowledge, who tasted the sweetness of knowledge. We too need to wake up. We need to realize what this life is about. We need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only sent us into this world for a short amount of time in order to test us, in order for us to worship Allah Almighty. And in order to worship Allah Almighty, we need knowledge. We need ilm. And through gaining ilm, through gaining knowledge of Islam, knowledge of the Quran, the Sunnah, what Allah Almighty has revealed in the Quran, what the meanings of the verses of the Quran are, learning about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning about the Sunnah, the Ahadith, what guidance the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam left for his nation. Learning this knowledge, gaining this knowledge, this is the knowledge which is our weapon against shaitan. This is the knowledge which will lead to our success in the hereafter. This is the knowledge that will put us onto the path to paradise. It's mentioned regarding the blessings and virtues of knowledge. The reason why all of these scholars had such comments regarding knowledge, such passion for knowledge, such enthusiasm for ilm, was because they knew about the virtues of knowledge mentioned in the ahadith. Insha'Allah Azawajal, I'm going to share with you a beautiful hadith with details and commentary to hopefully start this fire of passion for knowledge within our hearts as well. inshallah azza wa jal, if we listen with full concentration and with belief in the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this passion will develop in our hearts too. And in developing this passion, inshallah, in this beautiful living environment of Dawat Islam, we have so many opportunities to gain knowledge. In Dawat Islam, we have Madani channel 24/7. An opportunity to seek knowledge of Islam available for you 24/7. In your own home, via your TV screen, via Madani channel. The website of Dawat Islam, www.dawatislami.net. Hundreds, if not thousands of books in many, many languages, including English, downloadable free of charge. The weekly ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, Majalis, gatherings of knowledge. Then we have the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, traveling for 3 days, traveling for 12 days, traveling for 30 days, for 12 months, for 26 months, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the focus and the goal of seeking knowledge and spreading that knowledge to others. And then we have Jami'atul Madina. If anybody wants to follow in the footsteps of these great giants, these luminaries of Islam, if somebody wants to follow in their footsteps and truly taste the sweetness of knowledge, to understand the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be able to understand the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith, if somebody wants to gain true knowledge and become a scholar of Islam, to specialize and gain expertise in the fields of fiqh, Islamic law, jurisprudence, in usul, in principles, in Arabic grammar, sarf, nahw, in Arabic rhetoric and eloquence and balagha, in all of these things, then Dawat Islami provides Jami'atul Madina. Alhamdulillah, Jami'atul Madina is that institution in which students become ulama, students become scholars within the environment of Dawat Islami. And Jami'atul Madina, alhamdulillah, is running an alim course across the world, in many, many cities in Pakistan and elsewhere, in the UK, in South Africa. Dawat Islami also has branches of Jami'atul Madina. In the UK, in Birmingham and in Bradford, Jami'atul Madina is established and scholars are teaching the next generation, students who will become the next generation of scholars and English-speaking imams, scholars who will be equipped with the tools that they need to face the challenges of the youth of today. If you too want to become a scholar of Islam, then enroll in Jami'atul Madina. Contact your local representative of Dawat Islami and ask them regarding the process of enrolling in Jami'atul Madina. Becoming a scholar of Islam is the best decision you could make. And this beautiful hadith which I want to share with you will inshallah azawajal inspire you even further. It mentions on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, a famous hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Tirmidhi رحمهم الله. It states that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من سلك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever travels on a path seeking knowledge, seeking sacred knowledge of Islam, سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة, Allah Almighty will make the pathway to paradise easy for him. Subhanallah. And then he mentions, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. But indeed the angels of Allah Almighty, they lower their wings, they spread their wings for the student of knowledge, pleased with what he is doing. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this part of the hadith, the scholars mention some of the reasons why the angels spread their wings for the student of knowledge. One reason is to express their humility, their humbleness. Because the angels know about the virtue of knowledge. The angels know that it was because Adam alayhi salam was given knowledge, was taught the names of everything. When Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Baqarah, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, Allah Almighty taught Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam the names of everything. Because of Allah Almighty teaching Adam alayhi salam the names of everything, through that knowledge, through that virtue of knowledge, Adam alayhi salam became more afdal, became more virtuous than the angels. And the angels were ordered to prostrate to him. The angels know the virtue of knowledge. And this is why the angels show their humility, their humbleness in front of the student of knowledge by lowering their wings under his feet. Subhanallah. Another reason that's mentioned, the scholars say, that Another reason why the angels spread their wings, the innocent angels of Allah, spread their wings beneath the feet of the student of knowledge, is so that they can support him in that path. So that by spreading their wings under his feet, they can support him and assist him on that path of knowledge. Subhanallah. The hadith continues and he mentions, فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That indeed, the creatures in the heavens and the earth, every creature in the heavens and the earth seeks forgiveness for the scholar. حَتَّى الْحِيطَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ. Even the fish in the water. Subhanallah. The hadith continues, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The superiority of the scholar over the worshipper is like the superiority of the full moon over the rest of the planets. Subhanallah. And the scholars say that the scholars in this part of the hadith, the scholars, it's mentioned that the virtue of the scholar over the virtue of the abid, the virtue of the worshipper, is like the virtue of the sun over the rest of the planets. Why is this? Why is this example given? Because the scholars are like the full moon, and the worshippers are just like planets. Because the worshipper only benefits himself. With his worship, the worshipper only benefits himself. Just as the light of a planet does not extend beyond itself. Similarly, the scholar benefits not just himself, the scholar benefits himself, but the scholar also benefits all those around him. Just like the full moon reflects light itself, but the full moon also enlightens the earth and all those within it. The action of the worshipper is restricted to himself. The benefit is just his own. Just like the light of the planet doesn't reflect beyond themselves. When it comes to the scholar benefits himself and those around him. Just like the moon lights up itself and illuminates the entire earth. Subhanallah. He mentions that just as the moon reflects the light of the sun for the benefit of those upon the earth, the scholars reflect the light of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for the benefit of creation. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is Sirajul Munir, the enlightening sun. And it's the scholars of Islam, the ulama, who are like the mirrors which reflect the light of the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam for common people. Subhanallah. In the final part of this hadith, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Indeed, the scholars are the inheritors, the heirs of the prophets. فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْحَمًا. For indeed, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam do not leave behind gold and silver as inheritance. They do not leave behind money or wealth of this world. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُ الْعِلْمِ. Indeed, they leave behind knowledge as the inheritance. So this is the inheritance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is distributed in the Madani environment of Dawat Islam. This knowledge, the inheritance, the legacy of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, which you can gain through Madani channel, through the gatherings of Dawat Islam, through the Madani qafilas of Dawat Islam, and in particular, through Jamiat al-Madina. If you yourself want to become a scholar, enroll in Jamiat al-Madina. If you know somebody else in your area, in your family, who you think could become a good scholar of Islam, who is intelligent, who has the capacity, the capability, then encourage them to enroll on this beautiful course. You will see as this will become a means of blessings for yourselves, your families, your societies, your communities, and it will become a beacon of light for all of those associated. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens our hearts with the nur of secret knowledge. We pray that Allah Almighty gives us the ability to remain steadfast in the beautiful living environment of Dawat Islam. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to act upon our knowledge and pass it on to others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiya Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa baraka wa sallam. Oh, yeah.